Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week commencing Monday the 17th of September 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
Hi, and I'm Nick Savides.
So Nick, I think we should tell the listeners a little bit about what you do and why we're here.
I'm the chemical tanker shipping reporter. I produce a price report on the chemical tanker market every week. I speak to brokers on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis. I generally write news stories about the tanker market as well.
You can find those on ICIS News.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And I do this radio program every week.
Cool. That's really good. Cool. So we had a conversation last week about the Norwegian government changing the way that it's going to tax shipping.
That's right.
Have there been any developments on that this week?
I've been talking to a few of the brokers and some of the shipping lines involved. One of those involved, Odfjell, is very concerned about the proposals. They think that they would lose possibly a billion in...
That's a billion kroner, is it?
Or no,
dollars. Billion dollars, well, okay.
In dollars, which will be lost to investment. And that could be a serious problem and have a knock-on effect on the Norwegian shipping industry.
So why the Norwegian shipping industry particularly?
One of the trade-offs, if you like, that the Norwegian shipping lines gave to the government in 1996 when they agreed to this deal was that they would build ships...
So that's the previous deal where they were taxed on, what was it, tonnage, not on... Earnings.
No, they agreed that they would only pay tax on dividends if they paid dividends.
Right.
But they didn't pay dividends, so they had zero tax every year.
Okay.
And that was a tax break for them.
Sure.
But as a trade-off, they were ordering their new vessels, and investments were made for building in Norway, where they would pay a premium for new vessels compared to, say, ordering in China or South Korea.
Right.
They may not do that anymore if they're having to pay tax. They may go elsewhere for their ships where they can be built much more cheaply.
Sure. So interesting to see if that does affect the Norwegian shipbuilding industry, like you say.
Well, if it does happen, and we'll find out next October what the proposals are, finally, and as I understand it, there are negotiations still between the Norwegian maritime industry and the government. So this may change. But if that does happen and the yards go down and the support industries go down, then I think it could have a very significant effect on the Norwegian maritime industry.
Wow. Wow. What's happening in the real world of people shipping chemicals about it this week? It's very quiet to me.
It's still very quiet, and there's a lot of concern in the Mediterranean particularly, where there seems to be very few cargoes visible.
Really?
It seems that a lot of the stuff is maybe going by contract, which is apparently offered at a lower rate than even the very low rates being offered on the spot market.
Oh, right.
And I think there's still this problem of the very low rates in the spot market not wanting to be bandied about by either the owners or the charterers.
So interesting conundrum, really, about how you price the contract, or whether the price, the fixed price, whether the price reflects the spot. And I suppose that changes from deal to deal and person to company.
I think it changes as the contracts run out and they're renewed, you know.
So what kind of effect is that going to have on people with older fleets, the lack of business?
Well, it's a very serious problem. I mean, I was talking to a Turkish owner, do generally tend to have the older style vessels. His view was that he's been sleeping for the past couple of months. He's had absolutely no cargo. Problem is this, if you have five ships vying for a single cargo, and one of them has steel tanks and it's brand new, a couple of years old, but they're offering rates that are very same to the older vessels, then you're going to just go for the newer ship because it makes more sense.
So you're going to feel you're getting a better deal.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's happening with CPP?
Well, CPP has slipped again. Traders very, very sceptical, or pessimistic actually, about the market there. It slipped below the world scale 170.
Right.
They're saying there's too many ships available. The eastbound trade on the Atlantic is pure biodiesel now. There's nothing else available.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Although there has been some styrene movement across to the US from Europe. That seems to be what's holding that trade up. Interestingly, the styrene's also been going to India. There's been a few fixtures seen in India, and that's the first time I've seen for several months anything going to India on the spot market. So that was an interesting development. Although the trade to the Far East generally has been fairly quiet, has remained quiet. And brokers say that rates aren't shifting.
Well, at least they're not falling for the brokers. Not
that, as one broker said, they've got nowhere to go downwards.
So what are people saying about when things might pick up?
General feeling is that EPCA will be the watershed. There will be this quiet September, and then in the fourth quarter October, it will pick up again.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, mm-hmm. it's been put back because in August they were telling me the second half of August.
Well,
they're
feeling the upturn will happen. Of course, EPCA is in Berlin next week, isn't it?
It is.
Time next week. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
We might even do a show from the meeting. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
I think we'll have to, won't we?
But they've put their forecast back for the upturn back a month.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting, because they have to, because the reality is there are no cargoes.
Sure.
Or there are not enough cargoes to fill the ships that are around.
Sure, sure. Well, thanks very much for that, Nick. I'll look forward to seeing you in Berlin next week.
I look forward to it too.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.